As we are getting ready now for the first ball to be thrown out, Yogi has come on the field with the umpires. And I think we can give you the lineups as we have them now. For the Red Sox, it'll be Chuck Schilling leading off, playing second base. Edward Chu will be a short hitting second. Kyle Yastrzemski, the American League leading hitter last year, playing left field, hitting third. Frank Maljone in the cleanup spot, playing third base. Dick Stewart at first base, hitting fifth. Lou Clinton will be in right field, hitting sixth. Tony Conigliaro, second-year player, had a great year in Wellsville on a Class A league last year. We're starting off in center field for the Red Sox today. Bob Tillman will do the catching and hit eighth, and Bill Mondelkett, a 20-game winner for the Red Sox last year, will do the pitching. For the Yankees, it'll be Phil Lynch leading off, playing shortstop in the place of the injured Tony Kubek. Bobby Richardson will be at second, hitting second. Roger Maris will be in right field in the third spot. Mickey Mantle in the cleanup spot in center field. Donnie Kress will be in left, hitting fifth. Joe Pepitone will be the first baseman, hitting in the sixth spot. Ellie Howard will do the catching, still hit seventh. Lee Boyer at third, hitting eighth. And Whitey Ford, a 24-game winner for the Yankees last year, will be doing the pitching. And this will represent Whitey's ninth opening day assignment for the Yankees. While the two managers, Yogi Berra and Johnny Pesci, are at the home plate area talking over the ground rules with the umpires. We'll give the umpires Ed Hurley behind the plate, John Flaherty at first, Bill Haller at second, and Sam Carrigan at third. It's my distinct pleasure to say hello once again and to bring on one of my favorite people, the old redhead who's fit as a fiddle and raring to go. And I know that you're happy to be back and on the ball again, Ed.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry, very, very much. And looking down at the field, this must be quite a moment for Yogi, isn't it?
Well, it has to be, Red. I can't imagine that it's any different for him today. His first assignment as a manager. It might have been the first game he played at Yankee Stadium. I'm sure there are a few butterflies going, but it's part of it, and it kind of helps you think a little better.
Well, of course, he was managing all spring, but when you start managing for the Marlins, it's different.
Oh, boy. It's just like many times you had a great spring hitting. It doesn't mean much to you until that bell starts ringing, because those are the ones that count, and those are the games that you put on the record book in one way or the other.
Well, it's good to be back with you and with Mel and Phil. And it's a short dog. Okay, and I get mine. And we'll go to work. The umpires have scattered out across the field. As Jerry told you, we've had all the opening day preliminaries. Whitey Ford has the big assignment. Now for the Red Sox, Mark Schilling. Second baseman, then shortstop Eddie Boutu, followed by Carl Yastrzemski. Ford makes his first pitch, and it's grounded down to short in the hole. Lins is throw over to first, and he's around the two-step, and Schilling is out. One trip, and one away. Eddie Boutu, very fine shortstop last year. Red Sox has got a young rookie. We'll tell you about him. We'll get to him. Tony Camigliaro. Him and says he came to swing that bat. Now, there's the two, tall right-hand batter taking the serve for a strike. The defense is not too deep. Step around for the up. Fourth pitch, serve ball, grounded foul, past the third base coach, Billy Herman. Speaking of coaching changes, Bob Shirley is the new pitching coach, our old friend for the Red Sox. Good to see him. One sunny afternoon, a coolie. Ford sits down to guard the first base right to Papatol, who makes the play unassisted, and the two is retired. So we have two up and two down. The 1 o'clock temperature is 58 degrees. Wind out of the northwest, 10 to 12 miles an hour. Forecast is sunny and cool. Right now, I don't think we have any wind at all looking at the pennants and flag. And here's last year's batting champion, Carl Yastrzemski. Up and hit him. Fourth serve is over for a strike, so right here, so nothing.
Traffic conditions cause more of this damaging sludge than ever before. More than ordinary motor oils can cope with. But now, you can combat engine sludge with new Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil. It keeps more dirt in suspension, helps keep sludge off engine parts, drains out deposits with each oil change. Some of the the new highly publicized motor oils you've heard about, they claim to perform miracles. Yet none of them can protect your engine better. Prove it to yourself with a special introductory offer on new Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil. The first oil so good, Atlantic has given it the Imperial name and seal.
Opening day at the stadium, or that it was, there isn't a schedule for Tuesday. Weather got it. Weather got again yesterday, where it was moved into what was an open day. And so, today was scheduled to be the second game of the season. But it is opening day. And the game that was scheduled originally for today is going to be made up as part of a 29 double-header from the Red Sox of here on Tuesday evening, June 16th. So you can put that down. Well, Bill Mondbeckett last year won 20 ball games for the Red Sox, and he was the first caller in 10 years to do that. Because he is the opening day pitcher. Bob Tilghman is back to the plate. First baseman is Dick Stewart. Second baseman is Chuck Schilling. He's got stuff as Eddie Pursue. And the third baseman is our old friend who was born and grew up here in the Bronx. The center fielder is the rookie that we want to tell you about when we get down the center. Tony Famigliaro. And out in right field is a political weekly center. The Yankees will be leading off with Lynn, and Richardson, and then Murray. Going on in Ralph's mind. This is Ethan Freeclose, of course. This is the first time that he's been in Freeclose for the opening of a baseball season. For years and years, except for when he was in the Army. All right, two balls, one strike. All right, six lead, one with that 50, then not a swing.
For all 1964 Yankee home games are on sale now. Here are several simple ways to get your choice of seats for the big games this season. You can buy tickets over the counter at the Yankee Stadium Advance Ticket Office, open daily Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Also until after the completion of all night games. There's plenty of free parking while you do your quick ticket shopping. Tickets are also on sale at the Yankees' convenient Midtown Ticket Office on the mezzanine of the Grand Central Terminal overlooking the main information booth. The Grand Central Ticket Office is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Box and reserve seat reservations are also available at all Schraff restaurants in the greater New York area. And, of course, you can order now by mail. Simply send your order to the ticket manager, New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium, Bronx 51, New York. Close your check or money order to cover and include your own name and address. Box seats are $350 and reserve seats are still $250, all tax included. Please add a quarter to your total order to cover the mailing charges.
Now we move along. Inning two. No score. Frank Malzone. Dick Stewart, Lou Clinton. First three hitters to face Mighty Four. Four delivers, and it's a serve low inside to Malzone. Has his orders, but the pesky wants him to take another one. There, the is on ball. It's hit through and left on the field for a base hit. Now Zahn is on his way to third. He's taking the extra base. Mantle receives and left center throws into second base for Richardson. And Dick Stewart comes up with his first hit of the year. And the Red Sox now have a threat going. With men at first and third. Nobody out. And the batter is Lou Clinton. Clinton is a fellow who 2 years ago had that fantastic finish. And then last year he sort of tailed off. The Yankees have the infield under Yogi's direction and double play depth. The outfield is slightly around toward left. There's no score, but the Red Sox are threatening. Ford delivers and Clinton swinging out back. Strike one. Report.
infield being played around toward third. If you come up with a double play and almost a triple play, we might have had a base hit. And then we have two little pop flies fall inside the right field foul line. This is low outside ball three. 3-1. Yogi hasn't been pacing. He's just been leaning on the post. It's outside and it is ball four. And one will cut draw the baseball ball. Whitey started the second out of the walk. He's now gone. Now this pushes Tillman down to second base. And we have Chuck Killing coming up for his second at bat. He opened the ball game. Grounding out, struck the first. Is good. So that's what we were saying about changing the state law on the starting times of athletic events on Sundays. The Yankees are now going to be able to have all of their Sunday games start at 1:30. There's a high fly ball to left field, stretches back at the edge of the plot, here almost to the stand, and one hands it, filling almost put it away.
Pleasure when everything is right. A fully charged battery, a motor that's smooth and powerful. Everything for a perfect drive. You just stopped and filled the tank with gasoline, and you're out on the highway again. What's the matter?
He didn't clean the windshield.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Now I have to clean it myself, but doggone it, this is annoying.
Yes, a dirty windshield is annoying, but it'll always be cleaned when you drive into an Atlantic station that displays the Red Ball sign. Atlantic Red Ball dealers guarantee to offer to clean your windshield and check your oil every time, weather permitting, or your gasoline purchase is free. Look for the Red Ball sign of guaranteed service. Although this offer may vary in some states, Atlantic Red Ball service never varies.
Bill Mondeskat getting ready to pitch the Yankees with a 2-0 lead. Last half the second inning, he'll be facing Trash, Capitone, and Cowan. The Yankees move down to Baltimore, and then they go to Boston, and they will be back home for a later day, Saturday afternoon, on the 25th. And Sunday, remember, that'll be 1:30. The 26th. And the White Sox are in the 28-29. The Boston right-handed pitch is swung on with a high fly ball deep to right center field. From Igor Arias going back. And that's right up against the wall where it's gone 407 feet. That's quite a play for the rookie. On it, hit it right to the wall and right center. 407 feet away. Now we have Joel Capitone. Prince around foot right on Joel, left hand hitter. Pitch low, curveball, ball one. It's a funny game. You can just hit one like that and have it caught, and you can have a pop fly drop in for a base hit for the man on. One out, somebody on. Nothing Boston. Right-handed delivers and cuts short. It's a high foul. Got the Tillman coming back. I think he has room. He has. He turned it. He takes it. Now we have two away. And last year's most valuable player in the league, Alfa. Is laid back into right on him. They're not playing into full. Mondo kept Serge low outside, ball one. As everyone knows, how it has the ability to hit the right center and the right and the power. Nobody on.
Atlantic has given it the Imperial Seal. New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil has special viscosity ranges. Its lubricating power lasts. That added quart between oil changes may be a thing of the past when you change to Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil. We're so sure Imperial Motor Oil can better protect your engine that we make this special introductory offer good till May 15th. Now to new Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil and get your ad-free card. Then if you need a quart of oil within 30 days of that change, Atlantic will add that quart free.
Now we're moving to inning three. Red Sox leading 2-0 and Whitey Ford pitching to Eddie Versu, who cuts on a curve, not only misses, but falls down. He unbuttoned his shirt on that one. Inning last time out. Delivers and there is a line drive. The Boyer knocked down. The cover throws, not in time. Boyer went into a hole between his position at third and shortstop. Knocked the line drive down just about ankle high. Couldn't hold it. And by the time he recovered and threw the first, the Sioux was on the bag and it is a base hit for the Red Sox shortstop. Into the third. Boyer came close to making one of his spectacular stops. Now we have four hits for the Red Sox. And the batter is Carl Yastrzemski, who swings, hits a trickler to fourth field, goes to first base with it, and Yastrzemski is out. The runner moving to second base. Malzahn, who began that two-run second inning with a base on balls. The two, hitting it on second. Malzahn, a base hit.
Red Sox base hit, which was a clean one in the second inning. Going back to young Pete Mickelson, he got in 10 ball games this spring, just 16 in the third inning.
That foul ball almost came to
went two people past it. Touches on it, delivers, and Ford, gloving a bunt, then takes the curve for a false play. Outfield is not too deep to start left on Whitey. Third base from Alzone is up on the inner grass. The rest of the infield is about halfway. Strike one pitch, Ford bluffs the bunt, takes two pitches outside. Ford was first bluffing the bunt, then he was going to hit it. And he thought it was wide and took it. So he was pretty busy. Right-hander delivers, and Ford takes a high outside ball. Up there on the scoreboard, calling attention to the next business here at the stadium. Baltimore, which will be later today, Saturday, April the 26th. So far. 26 at 1:30. Now, don't let this change of Sunday time throw you, but it's brand new. Ford delivers the curve for, takes the curve, looks like this, didn't you? You know, in the past, 2 o'clock was the earliest you could start a ball game. It changed the law, and the Sunday games at the stadium are going to be 1:30, whether they are single games or doubleheaders. That in mind. I get 2 o'clock on Sunday. 2-2 pitch. One on. It's a nice pitch. It's going high outside. Splinter. Had a full count to Whitey. Marm Burkett working on him carefully. Boya on at first base. The Red Sox leading 3-0. Their totals are 3-5-0. The Yankee totals are 0-2-0. The pitch is taken high. Ford draws a base on ball. And this pushes Boya down to second base. First ball given up by Hansel Kett. One on the right. The right pitch is going high outside. Splinter. All right, a full count to Whitey. Marm Burkett working on him carefully. Boya on at first base. The Red Sox leading 3-0. Their totals are 3-5-0. The Yankee totals are 0-2-0. The pitch is taken high. Ford draws the base on ball. And this pushes Boya down to second base. First walk given up by Hansel Kett. And now we have the top of the order, Phil Lynn, who is opening the season for Kubek, has a cold in the muscles in his upper back. He's taking heat treatment. Set. In position, delivers, and then hits the ground ball to second. Still a bounce over at second base, and that's all. He missed a double play. The ball got away from the second baseman briefly. He recovered in time for the fourth on Ford, the runner from first. But what looked to be a double play ball was lost on the bobble. There's no error, of course, as they got him out. Schiller to Brasseau. Boya on the sequence, moving over to third base. Lynn's at first, for him is reaching there on the field of choice, and we now have Bobby Richardson. Defense is pretty well straight away. Infield double play depth, with first baseman Stewart holding the bag against Lynn. One look at delivers, and there's a ground ball to third. Going to his left. Boya
Mets are leading 3-1. And we'll get pitches over for a call strike. Starting at 6 o'clock June 16 is to make up a game that's scheduled for today. Yankees opening, you know, it rained out for 2 days. There's a high fly ball to deep left center field. Magliaro going on this, makes the catch. And here is Lynn going over after the catch and the throw in to third base.
Leaping high against the wall out in deep right center.
swing ground ball in the hole. Boy, it's got one hand. Throw it to first in time for the out. A fine play by Clete Boyer. And it brings up Bob Tillman. Tillman dropped a little Texas League single in the short right field in the second inning. Red Sox have 5 hits to go with their 3 runs. The Yankees, 4 hits and 2 runs. Marty Ford working his 9th opening game here at Yankee Stadium. Pitch, a curve hit up the middle of base hit. Becky Mantle in fast, up with it. The outfielders have to be on the ball today because the outfield, as we told you, is wet and slow. And ground balls hit out there stop before they get to the outfielders. And if you get some of these fast runners that hit a bouncing ball through the infield, they could possibly make a double on it if the outfielder is not ready for it. Brings up Bill Monbiquette, who walked in the second inning. Whitey puts over to first base, but Tillman was standing on the bag. Whitey stretches throw to first, but Tillman is back again. On balls have caught both pitches in this ball game. Whitey walked 2 in the 4th inning when 2 runs scored. Monbiquette walked 1 when a run scored. A butt foul at the plate. Strike 1. And strangely enough, Whitey walked Monbiquette to set up a run, and Monbiquette walked Whitey to set up a run for the Yankees. And there's nothing that makes a pitcher madder than walking the opposing pitcher. Boyer is way in at third. Here's the stretch. The pitch is bunted foul on the third baseline. Nothing in 2 on Mambo. Boyer remains in at third, even though there are 2 strikes, no balls on Mambo Chet. With 1 out, he's still looking for the possible sacrifice. On deck, Chuck Schilling. Stretch by Whitey. His pitch, he squares around, bunts at it, misses strike 3. Whitey Ford chalking up his 3rd strike out of the ballgame. And it brings up Schilling, who bounces short and flies deep to left field. Trish had a back up and catches the ball one-handed back over his head just in front of the railing in deep left field. Would have been way over the screen at Fenway Park. 2 out. The pitch to Schilling is on the outside corner. Strike 1 call. On deck, Eddie Brasseau. Again, the stretch by Whitey. His pitch hit on the ground. Lynch to his left. Up with a flip to Richardson for the 4th play. For the Red Sox in the top of the 4th inning. No runs. 1 hit. No Yankee errors. 1 man left. And at the end of 3.5, it's Boston 3, New York 2. For the Yankees, Joe Pepitone leads off. Pepitone fouled out to Bob Tillman, the catcher, in the second inning. The Red Sox 3, the Yankees 2. We're in the bottom of the 4th. Opening day for both teams here at Yankee Stadium. Bill Monbiquette ready. His pitch is a slow curve in there. Strike 1 call to Pepitone. On deck, Elston Howard. Augustinski, not too deep in left field, but they're deep in center and right field against Pepitone. Mambo's next pitch is outside, 1-1. First year, Monbiquette defeated the Yankees 4 times, losing to them only once. And Mambo won 20 games last year, losing only 10. There's 1-1 pitch outside, ball 2, 2-1. Pepitone has a lot of room down the left field line as Yastrzemski is skating him over in left center. He's not wearing the golf club today, although he has his left wrist heavily taped. The windup, the 2-1 pitch is low inside, ball 3. Well, on opening day, we've got old leather lungs
be heard all over the park. Real rabid fan. A 3-1 count on Pepitone. Nobody out, nobody on in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch to Joe is outside, ball four. That's the second walk given up by Mappo. It brings up Elston Howard. Ellie struck out in the second inning. Tillman, the catcher, out to the mound to talk with Mon Boquette. Sure is good to be back at Yankee Stadium. Here's the stretch. There goes Pepitone. The ball is hit in the center field. And coming on fast is dropping in for a base hit. And Pepitone must have been aware that it was going to drop in because he stood at second base. And had Luke Clinton made the play, he would have been doubled at first. But Pepitone had a better look at it than we did from up here. Off the end of the bat as Howard drops a single in the short right center field. That's the fifth hit for the Yankees. And Howard runners at first and second. Nobody out here is Cleet Boyle, who lined a single at center field in the third inning. Pete Jordan and Wilbur Wood are loosening up in the bullpen for the Red Sox. The pitch, a fly ball to right field, fairly deep, going back to tag up is Pepitone. Clinton makes the catch. Pepitone easily goes to third base, holding at first is Howard. Boy, a hit is far enough to right field, allowing Pepitone to tag up, easily go to third. Here's Whitey Ford. Whitey walked in the third inning. On deck, Phil Lynn. Eddie Brasseau comes in from shortstop to talk with Mon Boquette. Tell him who's covering in case the ball is hit back to him. Also to tell him to be on the alert in the event of a possible squeeze play. Pepitone at third. Howard at first with one out. The stretch. Pitch to Whitey is just outside. Ball one. And now that Yastrzemski is really playing a shallow left field. Man, he is really in there. And Conigliaro has moved in center field. The only one playing his normal position is Lou Clinton in right field. Boy, they are shallow out there. Mon Boquette set. His pitch is outside. Ball two, 2-0. Eddie Brasseau has a good habit of running in back of the pitcher's box. As the catcher's tossing the ball back to the pitcher, just in the event that he might throw one wild, which does happen occasionally, after just trying to lob the ball back to the pitcher. It's 2-0 on Whitey. The pitch, he bluffed the puck, takes it for a strike. Whitey was taken all the way that time. Two balls, one strike. Man, there's an old plane, a one motor job. And what is it, Joe? It's an old Ford tri-motor, and it looks like it's standing still right over Yankee Stadium. The stretch, the pitch to Whitey. Outside, ball three, 3-1. Said that's the kind Admiral Byrd used when he went to the South Pole in 1927. Slow but sure. A 3-1 count on Whitey. Runners lead off first and third. The pitch is taken. Ball four and the bases are loaded. Damn, that ball just missed the outside corner. The second time that Whitey Ford has walked. And the third ball given up by Mon Boquette. With most of the bases, Ford is first. Howard at second, Pepitone at third, and the batter is Phil Lynn, who's 0 for 2. Lynn flies to center and bounced to second base. Lynn can do a lot of things with that bat. He can bunt, he can hit and run, and he doesn't strike out too often. Besides which, he's a pretty fast runner. He's got a lot of things going for him in this spot. The Red Sox leading 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth. Mon Rambo steps off the rubber, goes to the rosin bag. Bobby Richardson in the on-deck circle, swinging a couple of bats. One man out. Here's the windup. Pitch to Lins is low, ball one, and Mongo's head almost slipped as he threw the ball, and here comes Johnny Pesky out of the dugout, and Mongo yells something at Ed Hurley, the plate umpire, and Hurley walks out towards the mound. And now Hurley and Mongo's head having a little chat out there. And Johnny Pesky, the Red Sox skipper, hangs on his hips with a warm-up jacket on. Talking with Bob Tillman, Mongo Kett picks up the rosin bag, fires it down to the ground. Pete Jordan and Wilbur Woods still loosening up in the bullpen for the Red Sox. Jordan is a right-hand pitcher, Wilbur Wood a left-hander. Pesky walking back now to the Red Sox dugout. And the base is loaded. The infield shortens up a couple of steps. They know Lins can run. The windup by Mambo. His pitch is on the outside corner, strike four. Mambo threw him a slider that time. Doesn't want to give him too fat a pitch. Red Sox scored two in the second, one in the third. The Yankees scored their two runs in the third inning. First, Howard at second, Pepitone at third, lead away. The pitch is a ground ball to third. Now thrown up, and it steps on third base. Throws to first, double play. And the Red Sox get out of the inning. For the Yankees, in the bottom of the fourth inning, no runs, one hit, no Red Sox errors, two men left, and at the end of four full innings, it's the Red Sox 3 and the Yankees 2. Top of the fifth inning, Eddie Brasseau will lead off. Brasseau bounced to first and beat out an infield single. He has scored a run. Whitey Ford ready. His pitch is inside, ball one. Starts in, moves back under it now, and makes the catch. One away, brings up Carl Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski struck out and hit back to the box. Bag at third, left hitting is Snepke up there, takes the strike on the inside corner. Whitey's serve is hit right back to the box. Ford is up with it, wheels around, throws to Pepitone, that's two away. Slice back at Snepke is hit back to the box. And it brings up Frank Malzone. Malzone has walked single to center, has driven in a run and scored a run. Born right here in the Bronx in New York City. Whitey's pitch is hit high in the air to short right center field. Pushing trouble. And it's going to drop in for a base hit. Now Zone trying to shoot. That one cannot get the ball. That ball hit in the ground and stuck. Half buried itself, and Mickey was trying to pick it up. And now Zone hustling all the way. Goes in the second with a stand-up double. I mean to tell you, that is treacherous footing out in that outfield. That dropped in short right field earlier in the ball game for the Red Sox. That would have been caught easily under normal playing conditions, but that ball hit and buried. Boy, you couldn't hit a wedge to the green better than that. I don't care if you're Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Joe Cooper, or Bill King. Here's Dick Stewart. He singled a center and struck out. Two outs. Now Zone is at second. By Whitey.
Pitch to Stewart. It's broken back, ground ball is short. Lins is up with it. Throws to first in time for the out. And three parts of that bat went in different directions.
Boy is picking up two parts of it right now. That really broke.
For the Red Sox in the top of the fifth, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. And at the end of four and a half, the Red Sox three, the Yankees two. In the top of the fifth inning, Eddie Brasseau will lead off. Brasseau bounced to first and beat out an infield single. He has scored a run. Whitey Ford ready. His pitch is inside, ball one. And moves back under it now and makes the catch. One away brings up Carl Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski struck out and hit back to the box. Left hitting is Sunsky up there. Takes the strike on the inside corner. Whitey's curve is hit right back to the box. Ford is up with it. Wheels around. Goes to Pepitone. That's two away. Twice that. Sunsky is hit back to the box. And it brings up Frank Maljone. Maljone has walked single to center. Has driven in a run and scored a run. Bronx in New York City. Whitey's pitch is hit high in the air to short right center field. Could be trouble. And it's going to drop in for a base hit. Now Jones trying to shoot. Well, it cannot get the ball. That ball hit in the ground and stuck. Half buried itself, and Mickey was trying to pick it up. And now Jones hustling all the way, goes in a second with a stand-up double. I mean to tell you, that is treacherous footing out in that outfield. That dropped in short right field earlier in the ball game for the Red Sox. That would have been caught easily under normal playing conditions, but that ball hit and buried. Boy, you couldn't hit a wedge to the green better than that. I don't care if you're Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Joe Cooper, or Bill King. Here's Dick Stewart. He singled the center and struck out. Two out. Now Jones at second. Whitey. Pitch to Stewart. It's broken back, ground ball is short. Lins is up with it. Throws to first in time for the out. And three parts of that bat went in different directions. Boy is picking up two parts of it right now. That really broke. For the Red Sox in the top of the fifth, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. And at the end of four and a half, the Red Sox three, the Yankees two. Pause for station identification.
This is WOKO, Albany, New York, your Yankee station. Yankee games at night and day and home and away on 1460 radio. The time is 3:31.
Bobby Richardson, line of left field, singled off Maljone's glove, is driven in a run, leads off, takes the curve right in there, strike one ball. Bobby was leaning away from that breaking pitch and broke right over the plate. Beautiful day for the ball game, just a little nip in the air. Reminds me of World Series weather. Fastball hit in the ground is short, but Stewart to his left has it. Throws to Stewart, it's one out. Brings up Roger Maris. Maris single to center and flies to center field. Roger has the first Yankee base hit of his 1964 season. The first inning was two outs. Is on again. other game scheduled in the American League. It's the Mariners outside. In the National League, Cincinnati at Los Angeles, Milwaukee at Houston, both night games, and St. Louis at San Francisco, an afternoon game starts later on. The only other game scheduled in the National League. Pitch, a high pop-up to the left side. Frank Maldon at third base is under it in fair territory. Takes it for the second out. Two away, and it brings up Mickey Mantle. Mickey flying to center, single to right. Mickey is driven in a run. On deck, Tom Trett. Ground ball hits it short. Lane comes in. He has it. Throws to Pepitone. One out. brings up Tony Conigliaro, hit into a double play in the second inning, bounced to third in the fourth inning. Youngster is tall and slender. They say he looks a lot in here like Joe DiMaggio did when he first came up. He lines his team to the left field. Well, he sure hit that one like DiMaggio, I'll tell you. He hit a bullet in the left field. His first major league hit. Line single to left. The eighth hit. But a Red Sox off Whitey 4. Brings up Bob Tillman. Who is 2-for-2. Single to right and single to center. Tillman has driven in one run. Takes to Tillman. Slow ground ball down to third base. Going to be trouble. Boy, it picks it up. Throws the first. Not in time. That's an infield single. Tillman, who is not fast and can hit the ball hard, was cool as Tillman hit one right off the end of his bat, a slow roller that died on the slow grass. And now the Red Sox have runners at first and second with one out. And the batter will be Bill Mambuset, who walked and struck out. 9 hits now for the Red Sox. They lead 3-2 here in the top of the sixth. Pepitone moves in at first, boy, even with a bag at third. That's just killing. Strike by Whitey. Hit, Mumbo, ready to hit, takes it outside, ball one. He bluffed the bump, and Pepitone came charging in, was ready to swing away, but the pitch was high and outside. Whitey stretches. Hit the ground ball, hit off the plate for five to the right. Pepitone in, picks it up. Back to second. Tillman back to first. Whitey goes to the rising bag. Strike by Whitey. Ground ball. It swings to his left up, but it steps on second. Throws the first double play. Ball hit perfectly for Bill Lynn to make the double play. Only going to take one step. Four to Red Sox in the top of the sixth. No runs. Two hits, no Yankee errors, one man left, and a game of 5.5. The Red Sox, 3 and the Yankees, 2. Of an extra base hit on a beautiful play by the rookie Tony Conigliaro in center field for the Red Sox as he leaps high against the right center field wall, catching a long drive from stretch. Beautifully timed play. He'll be followed by Joe Pepitone and Elson Howard. Tomorrow, the Yankees go to Baltimore to open the season down there for the Orioles, and it'll be Jim Bowden going for the Yankees against Steve Barber, the left-handed for Baltimore. Here at Yankee Stadium in the bottom of the sixth, the Red Sox lead 3-2. First pitch to Kirk. Slow bunny. Sox leads out of the slow curve. He tries to run up and bunt, take it. Never heard of a slow bunt. One ball on Tom Stretch. High in the air to left center field. Conigliaro and Yastrzemski there. Yastrzemski falls and he's got it. Yastrzemski went a long way for that ball. Brings up Pepitone. Joe fouled at the catcher in the second, and he walks in the fourth inning. In the fourth inning, the Yankees had the bases loaded with only one out. But then Mumbo got Lynn to hit to Mal Jones and turned it into a double play. Pitch to Pepitone. Swing and a missed strike one. And Joe had a good cut at that one. Get a little good. Now back into the batter's box. One strike pitch, a ground ball to first base. Backhanded by Dick Stewart. Puts the Mambo catch in time for the out. A beautiful play by Dick Stewart. He was not noted for his exceptional fielding, but he made that one look easy. Hit ground ball to his right. Two away. And here's Elston Howard. Ellie struck out and single right center field. Ellie received the most valuable player award prior to today's game. Pitch to Howard. The curve hits slowly down the third baseline. Now thrown in. Bare hands across the first. In the score now at the end of six full innings. The Reds got three and the Yankees two. Right now, I'd like to say that the next portion of this game will be brought to you by Ballantine Beer. Beer after beer, the most refreshing around. So smile, settle back, and enjoy baseball and ice cold Ballantine Beer.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Hello there, everybody. Those of you didn't get the scores of last night's game, I don't know whether any of the boys gave them previously or not. In the American League, Washington defeated the Angels 6-4 in the only game played. While in the National League, San Francisco went 10 innings to beat Milwaukee 10-8, while the Cardinals defeated Los Angeles 6-2 last night. Even their series after Koufax has got them out in the opening. Pittsburgh in 12 innings beats the Cubs 5-4, and Philadelphia beats the Mets 4-1. Today, in the American League, Baltimore 4, Chicago 2, at the end of 5 innings, McNally and Herbert. Orsino homers with one arm in the fifth for Baltimore, Hanson in the second for Chicago, Minnesota, Washington, right field on the game schedule. In the National League, Cincinnati, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Houston, night game. St. Louis at San Francisco. It'll be Simmons and Henley, the only game scheduled. As we play in the seventh inning here at Yankee Stadium, Chuck Gilling takes a strike. And the count is 1-2 on him. I wanted to get those scores in for you. 3-2 favor the Red Sox, seventh inning. Inside the next pitch, and the count is 2-2. He hits all fields. Something that you can judge for yourself when you come to the game. Just watch the position for the outfielders. The pitch swung on and missed. Right there. One away in the seventh inning. Red Sox leading 3-2. Ed Brisseau grounded out to first, made out an infield roll to third, and fly to left. Yastrzemski's on deck. Forward end of the windup. Around comes the left arm. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Brisseau looks back at him as if to say, what in the world is that you threw me? Now the pitch to the right-hand hitter. Brisseau swings and lines it out in the right field. O'Mara chasing it. Doubles to right turn. on deck.
Order the set, and the pitch is inside. Ball one.
Boston 3, New York 2, 7th inning. Board all set, and the pitch. Swung on a ground ball, hits the second. Richardson up with it, throws easily on a pepper cone to retire the fence. And with two down, up comes Frank Malzone, who walked, single the center, and doubled the center, drove in a run.
Got
out there to check. So is the ace in the hole. Gonna be the buzzer. Dick Rabbit. Gonna try throwing a couple of pitches. Just to see where, I don't know whether he pulled a leg muscle or what. Phil Lynn has the pleasure of being the first batter to face Dick Raddick. One out and the pitch. It's a hummer in there, strike one. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Lynn flying to right. Grounded to second. And grounded to third. And the pitch. Swung on as a high fly ball and left. Now coming in and making the catch is Yastrzemski. Started way back and Lynn blew it in. Down, and here's Bobby Richardson. Slide to left, had an infield hit to third, and grounded to short. Two outs now in the seventh inning. Into the stretch and the pitch. Swung on and pops up. Dick Stewart comes in, makes the catch near the mound. And the side is retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And at the end of seven innings, Boston, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 2 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Now in the eighth inning, Dick Stewart swings at the first pitch and hits it down the first baseline for strike. Stewart singled to center, took a third strike, and grounded to short. Stewart hit .382 against the Yankees last year. Drove in 18 runs and had 5 homers. Bill King has been doing his homework during the winter. Now the pitch swung on a slow roller that boy will have to hurry on the throw in time. One away. Now coming up is Luke Clinton. Single, flying to left and grounded to short. In there, strike one. Whitey's next delivery. High. Ball one. One and one. The 1-1 offering. Swung on and lined into the gap in left center. Drake has to hurry. He one hands here and throws it in to Clinton to a single. Remember, friends, that this year we're going to have 6 suburbanite games. An innovation which we hope you'll cotton to. Man, I love those cotton chicken pizza card games. The new Ogliario foul the first pitch down the third baseline for strike. Young man playing his first major league game. 1-for-3. Fourth pitch is swung on and hit in the air in right field.
Left center.
Runners right away from first and second. Two strike base.
Look out. That's three. He swung at a pitch that almost hit him. They are right in at the letter. Now up comes Cleet Poyer. Single to center, fly to right, single to right.
Chicago 2 at the end of 7. McNally against Herbert. Marcy relieved in the 7th. Homers by Orsino and Hanson. Now, Dick Mattis leading off in the 9th inning. 6 outside. Ball 1. Cardinals and Giants scored at the end of an inning and a half. Simmons and Henley. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Back 1. Dick Mattis. Killing and pursue to follow. Whitey Ford's pitch is swung on and missed. Back 2, 1 and 2. Gave him a sinker. The 1-2 pitch, the right hand batter swings and fouls it back. Two strikes. Whitey to the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's blowing inside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. One away in the ninth. Chuck Schilling, the leadoff man, grounded to short, slide to left, grounded to short, and struck out. Ford's delivery. Swung on and fouled back. Strike 1. He's got that Ralph out. Man sitting next to him. Bruised his pitching elbow and he fell, and trainer Jack Fadden says he's not serious. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on and foul off upstairs. A two-strike count. Starting to get a little tired. on and grounded foul down the third baseline.
Around. Oh, there you are. won't let you down.
In the last half of the ninth inning, Whitey Ford has a 1-1 count on him. Ford tied 3-3. He fouls the next pitch off beyond third. To the opposite field.
on two count and two outs. Throws over to first, and he throws the ball away.
Swings and misses. Strike one. Swing with the center.
At the third strike.
Ground at the short. Ground at the third. Ford into the windup and the pitch. Swung on. There's a high drive to deep right. Maris swung all the way back to the barrier. And one hand right after the barrier. That wind is blowing out toward right and giving them a little trouble. Two down and up comes Preston. Swung on, and there's another high fly ball to right. Maris is under it, and no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. The end of 9.5 innings. It's 3-3.
A clean new motor gives maximum power and performance. But soon, sludge begins to form, thicken, coating engine parts, stealing power and performance. Today's higher compression engines, plus today's congested traffic conditions, cause more of this damaging sludge than ever before. More than ordinary motor oils can cope with.
But now, you can combat engine sludge with new Atlantic Imperial motor oil. It keeps more dirt in suspension, helps keep sludge off engine parts, drains out deposits with each oil change.
Some of the new highly publicized motor oils you've heard about may claim to perform miracles, yet none of them can protect your engine better. Prove it to yourself with the special introductory offer on new Atlantic Imperial motor oil. The first oil so good, Atlantic has given it the Imperial name and feel. WOKO in Albany, New York.
Half of the 10th inning. Mickey Mantle leads off. Fly to center, single to right, grounded to first, fly to left. One run batted in, and one save. Now the pitch, swung on and missed, strike one.
strikes the count.
And the two-strike pitch. High outside, ball one. Ball two, 2-2. Last of the tenth. Raddatz delivers pitch, is foul back. Two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Three strikeouts in a row for Dick Raddatz. Four altogether. And up comes Joe Pepitone. Foul of the catcher. Walk. Ground at the first. And safe on an error. Ball hopping now. And the next one. It's over. Strike two. Strikes on Joe Pepitone. Next pitch is cut on and fouled off out of play. And the next pitch sails outside, 1-2. Ball, two strikes. And Dick Raddatz delivers, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Here's the next delivery. Two strikes, two outs. Last of the tenth, three all. Dick Raddatz delivers and it's high and away. Ball three, 3-2. with fastballs that tailed into him. Same time to sail away from the left-hand batter. Granite's ready. And the pitch. Swung on, line down the left field line. Leprechaun turns second. He's on his way to third. And he is out of third on a good throw from Jasinski. Now Zone making his tag. A beautiful pick up and a perfect strike. Third base, the ball never hits the ground. And Pepitone is out at third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And at the end of 10 innings of play, Boston, 3 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. The Yankees, 3 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. Ready for the first half of the 11th inning. And the first pitch is fouled off at the left of the plate by Tony Gallaro. Conigliaro. And the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball hits him short. Up with it is Lins. He throws in time. That ball can fly down the line. Let me tell you. Bob Tillman. He had 3 for 4. Single to right and center, and infield hits the third and fly to center. For you late tuners in, here's the pitch right now. Swung on, fouled off. Tony Gallario, this 19 from Swampscott. Parents are here watching a game, playing his first major league game. Gary Geiger's operation, giving him an opportunity he's made the most of. And he almost did into a triple play his first time he was at bat in the major league. Here's the pitch. Dips low outside. But he beats the throw to first. Swung on. There's another high drive to dead center. Mantle's going way back. And there goes Tillman around second on his way to third. The throw is in towards the plate. Three base hit for Bob Tillman. Boy, he really corralled that. That ball went close to 461 feet. Mantle's the only man to ever hit one over there. And Tillman came close to doing it. We're going to have a pinch hitter for Raddick. And we'll have a runner for Tillman. And Yogi's going out to the mound to talk to Ford. Williams is going to hit for Raddick. And is that Felix Mantilla? Ramon Mejia is going to run for Tillman. Yogi goes back to the dugout. Running out to the bullpen, Dalton Jones. Dixon and Ed Connolly in the bullpen. A stretch by Ford. They'll throw to third base and runners back. Try to pick them off at third. First of the 11. Is outside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. The infield is in, but Boyer and Pepitone particularly, as well as the pitcher, have had to look for a bunt. But Williams is a guy that can generally hit a fly ball for you anyway. Now the stretch. And the pitch. It bounces away from Howard. Hits the plate. And Mejia comes on in to score on a wild pitch. So it's 4-3 in favor of the Red Sox. One out and nobody on. Dick Williams up there heading for Raddick. Ford pitch in there for a strike, and one. Next delivery swung on, grounded to short. Lynn's up with it, throws on the first in time. And there's two away. Infield is backed up. So two down, up comes Chuck Schilling. Grounded to short, flying to left, grounded to short, struck out, head to the box. Whitey Ford has been in there all the way. End of the windup, the pitch. Inside, ball one. Next pitch swung on, hit to short. Lynn's up with it, throws to Pepitone in time. The time's retired. One run, one hit, no errors, no one left on. And a 10.5 inning. Boston 4, New York 3.
Your home of champion station in the Capital District, WOKO, 1460 radio. 3 minutes past 5.
For the Red Sox, as we come into the last of the 11th, Bob Hefner and Russ Nixon. Cleet Boyer at bat, the pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Lanky right-hander into the windup, and the pitch, swung on and missed, good curve, strike two. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He can throw pretty hard. Johnny Blanchard batting for Ford. Shift on John. Here's the delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike one. And the next pitch. Outside. Ball one. One and one. Out in the last of the 11th. Baltimore defeated Chicago 4-3.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Track two. Hard lead the Giants 2-0 and 4. Fountain and Barber tomorrow afternoon in Baltimore. 1-2 pitch. Low and inside, 2-2. Keep that ball moving around. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. It bounces away from the catcher. Ball three, 3-2. Pitch on the way to Blanchard. Swung on. There's the drive, but it's going to be foul in the right field stand. That's two Yankees hit in the last two innings that were foul. 3-2 pitch again. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Threw him a curveball, and it was inside. He went after it. Wanted to hold the bat back, but couldn't. Comes Phil in. Slide to right. Ground at the second. Ground at the third into a double play. Slide to left and beat out a punt. Two down in the last of the 11. Bob Hefner in relief of Raddick. Into the windup to pitch. Low, ball one. He's got a pretty good curve. Fast curve. Looks a little like a sinker. And the next pitch. It's accidentally swung on. Strike one. Lins is back in the pitch. A 1-1 count. One pitch. Swung on and pop foul up there. Last year, the Yankees won the opening game as in Kansas City, 8-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A ground ball hits it short. The throw on over to first in time. On. And the Red Sox defeat the Yankees in the season's opener by a score of 4-3. Boston, 4 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors. And 9 men left on base. Yankees, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 10 men left on. Whitey Ford, seeking his 200th victory, instead lost his 79th game. The winning pitcher was Dick Raddick.